Today we have a story about a centurion. Centurion was a soldier, a commander of 100 other soldiers. And the centurion was also a Roman. He was not one of the children of Israel. He was not one of the Jews. Generally, the Jews hated the Romans because the Romans were ruling over them. And so the Romans didn't like the Jews either. But in this story, you can think about whether this centurion was a good man or not. See if you can tell whether he was a good man, someone that you would like to meet. Hear the word of the Lord in the Gospel of Matthew, part of chapter 8. And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came unto him, imploring him and saying, "Lord, my servant boy lies in the house paralyzed, frightfully tormented." And Jesus says unto him, "I will come and cure him." And the centurion answering said, "I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but only say the word, and my boy shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under myself. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." And when Jesus heard, he marveled, and said to them who followed, "Amen, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. And the sons of the kingdom shall be cast into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "Depart, and as thou hast believed, be it done to thee." And his boy was healed in the same hour. Now we read also from the word of the Lord's second coming. The question is, can Gentiles, that is people who have grown up not knowing anything about the Lord's word and therefore not very much about the Lord, can they go to heaven? This is from Arcana Celestia 10,032. Gentiles are so disposed as to listen readily when taught by angels about the truths of faith, and that the Lord rules the universe, and to be easily imbued with faith, and thus to reject their idols. For this reason, Gentiles who have lived a moral life and in mutual charity and innocence are regenerated in the other life. While they live in the world, the Lord is present with them in charity and innocence, for there is nothing of charity and innocence except from the Lord. The Lord also gives them a conscience of what is right and good according to their religion, and insinuates innocence and charity into that conscience. And when there is innocence and charity in the conscience, they easily suffer themselves to be imbued with the truth of faith from good. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.